Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 189 for Wednesday, December 17th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were bouncing around both sides of unchanged and choppy trade Wednesday morning, as the market was thought to be consolidating within a narrow range. Canola was 40 cents lower to a dollar higher in early trade, the January contract up a dollar at $442 per ton. Chicago soybeans were slightly softer in early trade, and that did put some pressure on canola. Continued weakness in crude oil was also overhanging the agricultural markets in general. From a chart perspective, canola is hovering around nearby resistance, and a break one way or the other could lead to more speculative buying or selling, depending on the direction the market takes. Steady end-user demand and a lack of significant farmer selling did provide underlying support. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., wheat was higher once again, while corn and soybeans were trading to both sides of unchanged. Beans were a cent lower to 3 cents higher, the January contract down a penny at 10.23 per bushel. The good South American crop prospects did remain a bearish influence overhanging soybeans, with chart-based selling another factor. However, any losses in beans were tempered by good export demand. Corn also found support from solid export demand, but were within a penny of unchanged in early trade. The March contract up only half a cent at 406.5 per bushel. Overbought price sentiment and continued weakness in crude oil did put pressure on corn. But news China was back in the market, buying more U.S. corn and DDGs was supportive. Domestic demand from the hog sector was also thought to be on the rise. Wheat is up 2 to 4 cents, the March contract in Chicago up 4 cents at 6.27 per bushel. Uncertainty over Russian exports accounted for much of the activity in wheat, as the collapse of the Russian ruble triggered short covering in the futures and was also heightening speculation that the country would soon be putting restrictions on grain exports in order to prevent inflation of food prices domestically. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, December 17th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.